This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for spending some of your time with us. Today, I am so excited about this show because we are going to be talking about something that I hear all the time in my practice folks wanting to do, and that's lose weight. And I'm going to cut right to it because we're going to talk about a book. We're going to explore a book and an author of this book. The book is called Swiss Chocolate Diet. So listen, I just said chocolate and lose weight in the same introduction. So if I don't have your attention now, I'm not sure if I ever will. I want to read you the dedication. The guest we have, I'll just say her name right now, is Mary Well Bray. And the dedication that she wrote with writing this book says, "This book is dedicated to those of you who have tried so many times to lose your unwanted weight and struggle to do so. You deserve to have your cake and eat it too." Mary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
So your book is quite fascinating. You got a nod from Deepak Chopra that says the Swiss Chocolate Diet, which is the name of the book. You can believe in this book of wisdom as it reaches the heart of weight management, full of charisma. Trust the success you will receive from learning lasting perfect weight with pleasure. Those are powerful words because this is a huge issue in America. And I have to tell you, I have a clinical practice, and I would say 98% of the folks that present to my clinic have some sort of weight loss desire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a high percent.
Yes, that's a high percentage, but it's true. And you're talking to somebody as well. I'm a menopausal woman. I've put on a little bit of weight because of that, and I have a desire myself, and I have tried, and there's always one thing or another. So talk to me about this book, the Pleasure of Successful Weight Loss Without Deprivation. Give me a little bit of an insight. I have it right here, and I've read it, and I think it's wonderful. Give our listeners a chocolate diet.
Okay, right, all right. So the main point is nobody wants to be deprived. That means everybody wants to eat what they want to eat. And
right.
They don't want to eat less either. I mean, I myself counted 800, 900 calories and was just about starving. And, you know, I would do that from Monday through Friday. And then the weekend came, and then it was, oh, well, you know, this diet doesn't work. You know, like some diet was going to make me lose weight. So when I studied with Deepak for years, I realized that there are components to losing weight that have not been addressed. And one is the busyness of people who want to lose weight, the stress of wanting to deprive oneself, or thinking that they have to, with no carbs or no fat or literally nothing that's good. And so that's not sustainable. I mean, that might last for a week, and then disappointment or guilty feelings for blowing it might come in, and then folks just quit. So
that's
actually
right.
they've lost faith or belief in themselves. So when I was seeing lots and lots of hundreds of clients in Switzerland, they would come to me because they're addicted to their chocolate, which is the best in the world. And they would say to me, "Do we have to give up our chocolate?"
Right.
And one day I said to them, "No. On the other hand, you must eat it every day."
Oh.
Right. So you see, they were so relieved. And you could just see it on their faces. And I had lots of groups that this happened to. And maybe 30 people sat there and were like, "Oh, we don't have to give up our beloved chocolate." And so I said, "Now, we will make a deal. I'll tell you exactly what you can eat instead of what you can't eat. And when you do that, when you do what I say by handfuls instead of counting calories, and that you can eat from every food group, you will find out in the matter of 5 days that it works. Once you find out how it works, that it does, in fact, work, you, being the people who came to me, you will want to continue because you're full. It's enough food. And so,
right, I love it. Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions here now, because you are stressing. See, I just said stressing, but what you're stressing is that the busyness, the stress, and then the deprivation, all of those things, even with best intentions and calorie counting and more exercise, are really sort of sand against the tide, I should say, when it comes to this weight loss desire and weight loss initiative that so many people have on the I'll start on Monday calendar, right? So what are your tips for how we can then manage stress daily? And talk about that a bit.
Okay, good. Thank you. So when a person who wants to lose weight begins to look inside of themselves and they really want to lose weight, but they don't think they can over time, they don't believe in themselves anymore, I begin by saying, what would you really want for a body, for a healthy person? How do you want to look? How do you want to be? What would be your wildest imagination? And then they go, oh, okay, well, now I know what I want. And I say, okay, what is that? And then when you know what you want, you settle down with yourself for 10 to 15 minutes each morning, and you begin to say to yourself, I really want that. And you do that in silence and solitude every morning before you even get out of bed. And then you visualize in your wildest imagination that you already are that. You just go for it inside yourself in a quiet way, which in a sense is beginning to manage the stress of even losing the weight. Now,
I love it. It's almost like you're breaking the cycle. If you ask people for 15 minutes every day, it's the consistency, right? Because usually people wake up to an alarm on their phone, and then the phone is in their hand, and then they're, you know, scrolling along, or they're getting their email box cleared out, and all the stress begins. But that 15 minutes alone, you're almost helping break the cycle to grease the skids, I would say, for successful weight
That's
loss.
That's right. You're exactly
awesome.
Right. And it's like, really, it's like a reconnection with yourself. Because for most busy women, and you say yourself you're in that menopausal phase, I mean, there's children to drive, there's work to be done full time.
Yeah.
There's, and then you come home and nobody else throws a load of clothes in besides mom, you know, right?
Yeah.
And so you actually forget about yourself and what you really want, because you're giving yourself away to everybody else.
Yeah.
So finding out a reconnection with yourself and then knowing what you want, taking a quiet time every morning, 10 or 15 minutes, without the bloody phone, without the coffee, without the starting up of a hectic day, you find out, oh, if it were possible, I would really want, well, for me, it was a size 10. Okay. And that was 60 pounds. I had 60 pounds too much. But anyway, so when I found out that it was really important to me to have that size 10 and Calvin Klein jeans, then I learned to make a decision to have it from inside myself, from inside myself in a quiet way,
mindful. Hey, you're on the show.
Yeah.
Mindful. Yep. You're on the show. Mindful medicine, because this is great. Because I just want to say to the listeners, listen, Mary, I mean, you see her on the cover of this book. She's a beautiful, I would say, at a completely ideal weight, thin, lovely lady. But you grew up in a family that struggled with weight challenges, and you transformed your body since childhood. And it wasn't until your children were grown that you kind of had this breakthrough. And so through trial and error, and this is why I want to tell the listeners, because, you know, you're not some scientist that has just put all the numbers together. Like, you've lived this. This is not in your, this is not just in your words. It's in your bones.
Oh, you are so right. In fact, since sixth grade, I was the fattest one in the class.
And bless your heart.
You know, I learned, I was miserable. And then, you know, three children later and gaining, you know, 45 pounds instead of 20 with each child, and then going on all those diets, the cabbage soup and the no carbs and the no nothing. I mean, I was starving myself. And finally, I realized there is a way, but I have to be mindful and I have to have a plan. So when I learned how to really be able to eat to be satisfied and full, and then lose the weight at the same time, why would I stop?
Yeah, you just kept going. Well, it certainly has paid off.
Yeah, well, I lost 60 pounds, and then, I mean, when I'm satisfied and full and looking good and feeling wonderful, why would I go back to some starvation diet that says I can't eat?
I know what you mean. You resonate, and I'm sure my listeners are like, yes, okay, because everybody's got to get this book, The Swiss Chocolate Diet. I'm sorry. It's just a...
Right.
I think that,
right.
I mean, so listen, you also say instead of counting calories, because one of the things that I had people get back to, because I kind of felt like there was an error, not an error, maybe an error, but like a mistake, but there was a sort of time where counting calories was like, don't count calories. It's more about a lifestyle. This is your food plan, you know, or you're, you know, eating all protein and no carbohydrates. But I ask people actually to get back into understanding, at least, because for me, I have a, I would say, impeccable diet as far as nutrient dense, plant strong, clean, all of those things. You know, I kind of walk my talk. I just eat too much. And so when I got back to sort of the awareness of how much energy I was taking in as I aged and all of that. So, but you suggest using the handful measurement method instead. Can you explain about that?
Right. Okay, good. Thanks. You know, we don't want to measure anything and we don't want to cut anything out that we want to eat. So I have a formula where you eat so and so many handfuls of vegetables and so many handfuls of fruit, and also how many carbohydrates, like by the handful, and the protein is, you know, that's a no-brainer. We all need protein. But when we eat those amounts, and we all have hands, we can all, you know, make a handful, and like an orange is a handful, and a handful of vegetables is like, you know, a cup, or you don't have to measure. You just grab it out of the refrigerator, throw it in a pan and cook it, or buy it already cut up. I mean, I did that so that it would be simple, like a no-brainer. And along with the training in your mind, you begin to be quiet with yourself instead of stressed out and standing on the scale all the time about losing weight. So it's a mindful, and with a formula that is simple, and you do it every day for 5 days and you find out it works. But it's about metabolism and it's about elimination. And when that works, you just want to continue because you're eating everything that is making you feel just great, plus the chocolate, every day if you want it.
And you're losing weight.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you lose 10 pounds in a month. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. No problem. 10 pounds in a month. Doable, doable. So rebuilding trust then in your own judgment, like having that relationship repaired with yourself is really important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that relaxation that you do in the morning, I call it a daily ritual. It's a daily reconnect. It's a daily reconnect with what you want. And I mean, I have all kinds of videos and showing how to relax. And, you know, I even use a little biofeedback machine to let all the clients know that they are, in fact, relaxing, because people have forgotten how to really relax. And, of course, not taking the time. So the combination of the handfuls of food and, you know, every day a finger or two of chocolate, it makes it simple. And you are connected with yourself at the heart level, you know, at the level of feeling where there's no guilt. I mean, if one day you don't eat the formula, it's fine, but you just don't feel guilty, because guilt means, you know, that you have to punish yourself. And what's punishing yourself? Gaining the weight back.
Yeah.
So all that mental anguish has to go.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for your work. Listeners, listen, it is, I'm going to tell you, this book is lovely to read. It's an easy read. It's 178 pages. It's chock full of recipes. It talks about the recommitment, the recommit or quit, meaning if you fall off the wagon, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are so many enticing segments of this book to get you to continue to really, and the pleasure of successful weight loss without deprivation. So Mary, I really want to thank you. And folks, you can find out more about this book and also Mary Bray at theswisschocolatediet.com, and that is just all spelled out. So there you have it. It is not about restricting. It is not about deprivation. It is about that reconnection with yourself, you too. And the dedication, once again, listeners, if we're talking to you, it is dedicated to those of you who have tried so many times to lose weight. I see your hands
and may
shaking
I
your
say,
head. Yes.
May I say one more thing? It is the website.
You bet.
Marywell. Marywell. M-A-R-Y-W-E-L-L. Marywell, all one word, .com. And that's me, Marywell.
Got it.
I'm Mary Bray, but my work, my program is Marywell.com.
All right. Well, thank you. And Mary, you're very well. I will say that. And you look amazing. And thank you for your work. And mindful listeners, thank you so much once again for spending some time with us. And until next time.